Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am Marcellus Jackson. We are here to give you some information about Fulton High School. We will have special guests including the principal, Mr. Smith, and teachers and students. We will also have the school announcements and also inform you on some of our active sports. And now it is time for our Falcon Nation Information Show.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. We have Cassie Vaughn here with the Fulton Falcons Daily News. Take it away, Cassie.
Here are your Fulton High School announcements on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Project U Club meets each Friday at 8 a.m. in the library. This club encourages kindness at Fulton High School. See Ms. Deaton for more information. Auditions for speakers at the graduation ceremony are coming up. Any senior interested in speaking at the graduation ceremony in May needs to see Ms. Lanzoni in room 209 to sign up and pick an audition form up. The form will include the requirements for a prepared speech for auditions. Ms. Lanzoni will also have information concerning additional help available to students before the auditions. Auditions are Tuesday, February 9th after school in room 209. If you have any questions, please speak with Ms. Lanzoni at your convenience. Tutoring is available for all students in the library on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5, on Wednesdays from 2 to 3:15. Teachers from all core subjects and TRIO staff will be available to help you with your work. The library now has access to an ebook collection called Comics Plus. It has thousands of digital comics, graphic novels, and manga. Here, there's a link on the main library webpage. See Ms. Dawson in the library if you have any questions. We continue to have people in the hallways either not wearing a mask or wearing it inappropriately by not covering their nose. We are seeing rising cases of COVID-19 across the state of Tennessee and in Knox County. Now is not the time to get lazy or careless. We want to protect you, and we want you to protect others. Please make sure you are wearing a mask and it covers your nose. Make sure that you are charging your Chromebooks at night and that you are keeping up with your chargers. The school does not have any extra Chromebook chargers to loan. Teachers, please remember to check the Fulton staff Canvas page for up-to-the-minute school announcements. Any items for the school video announcements need to be sent to Mr. Mays. The Fulton basketball team plays at home tonight against Alcoa. We are still under attendance restrictions from the state. Check the WKCS Radio Twitter page for a link to the live broadcast of tonight's game. You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our webpage, knoxschools.org/FultonHS. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at Fulton High. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We will be back in a moment.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am PJ Neskog with Cassie Vaughn, Mr. Smith himself, and Winslow Bordolovich. Mr. Smith, would you like to introduce yourself and a little bit of information about you?
Yes, sir. I'm Seth Smith, the executive principal at Fulton High School. This is my second year. Excited to come down on Friday mornings and spend a little time with the radio crew, kind of catching up on current events at Fulton High School and what's going on. So I'm just excited to be here and appreciate you guys having me.
No, you're welcome. We're excited to have you. Winslow, you want to start off with the first question?
No, I'll hand it off to you. How about you start with the first question?
All right, I'll hit you with a big one. So obviously a very big week in the history of the United States. You have President-elect Joe Biden and the first ever woman vice president, Kamala Harris. How does that feel?
I think it's an extremely exciting time in our country. The transition of power with our democracy is extremely important. So I think it was exciting. You know, I think it's great. I've actually seen young people. I've got a 14-year-old daughter at home that's asking a lot of questions. I see a lot of students at Fulton High School excited about that process. And that's really my hope. Through all this, that we have young people that are invested in what goes on in our country, that they're interested in the democratic process and how it works. We don't always have to agree on everything, but we can do that in a civil manner. And I'm excited to move forward as a country, focus more on peace and decency and integrity. So it'll be an exciting time for our country.
Yeah, me too. I think it's very it's very emotional, and it's very good for the country to move on and look forward into the future and try to put the past behind us and become a better country together and stop the division and everybody come together to create the country that we want again. Winslow, do you have a question?
So I know everybody's done hearing about this COVID stuff and COVID this, COVID that, but I just want to ask you one question for right now about COVID, and it is, how exactly does it work whenever someone gets COVID? What are the systems in place to keep everybody else safe and to keep the person who has COVID safe themselves?
Great, great question. The process has remained the same throughout this whole year. So when we are contacted that there is a positive case at Fulton High School, be it a student or a staff member, we conduct the contact tracing. So that's where you're going to talk to that individual. We go through seating charts in the classroom. We've even looked at video footage. And so we follow the health department guidelines, and we identify those individuals that were within, that 6 feet range for a total of 15 minutes. And we spend a lot of time doing that. We're very true to that process, and we allow folks to kind of go through that. And then we start contacting people and letting them know that they've been quarantined, or we share that information with our school community. Our number one job in all that is to keep everybody safe, so we want to make sure that we're doing all we can. I heard the announcements, making sure everybody in this school wears the mask, they socially distance, they wash their hands, they take care of themselves. If they're sick, they stay home. But the process of a positive case and the contact tracing, whether that's a student or a staff member, we kind of check off those boxes and contact the folks. And again, our number one objective is to keep everybody safe. So I'm really super proud. Our nurse, Sheila Davis, has gone way above the call of duty, and she works very closely with our SLC principals and the individuals that were tested positive or that tested positive.
Yeah.
And takes that very seriously. So kudos to her. Kudos to our staff for taking that seriously.
Yeah.
Very very important thing about that. Did I cut you off there, Winslow?
I was about to also ask, how exactly do you keep COVID-19 out of our basketball games? Keep everybody safe, keep everybody socially distanced, and keep everybody safe.
Perfect. So the governor kind of set some limits, so we are still adhering to those. They expanded that a little bit, so now it was just family members that could attend, and workers, and maybe some safety folks. But now we have grandparents that are able to come. We also have staff members that can come, so that's staff members only. Mm-hmm. Right now, that's not staff members' families, which may cause a little bit of rub. We'll try and work on that. But even in a ball game, you're still gonna. On the bench, you've got players and coaches wearing masks if they're not in the game. Mm-hmm. Socially distanced, we've got bleachers marked off. We're going to make sure we have signage that's up, trying to adhere to all those requirements that we need to do in order to keep everybody safe. Basketball is a little different animal because it's indoors. In the fall, we had football and cross country and mm-hmm. You've got some outdoor sports. We did have volleyball that mm-hmm. was conducted indoors as well. But with basketball and just the winter months, I think, have also heightened everybody a little bit to the reality of what's going on. But we've limited the number of people and feel really good about that moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with COVID and everything, keeping everybody safe is definitely a good priority to keep around the school. Cassie, do you have anything?
Yeah, okay, so, there's students that probably don't wear their mask correctly. How do you guys, enforce that, if they're not wearing a mask? What's the process of that?
I mean, I think our first step is just to say, hey, you need to pull your mask up over your nose, I mean, we would just try and educate. I honestly, I can't say enough. I mean, when I'm walking around the hallways or I go into classrooms, honestly, I rarely see a student that's not wearing their mask properly. I felt like from the beginning that we were all doing this together. This wasn't something that the adults were saying, hey, students, you need to do this and we don't have to do it. I think we want to model the right behavior. So as adults, we want to model that and wear our mask appropriately and social distance and kind of keep that message at the forefront. But then once everybody's doing it, let's kind of move on. Let's teach. Let's teach the kids that are in your class. Let's teach the kids you have virtually. But as far as some of those protocols, if they're not, our first step is just to kind of educate. You know, a second step would probably be to call home and just say, hey, mom and dad, we need a little help here. You know, we want your child in school, but they're not adhering to the safety protocols. Again, to my knowledge and to date, we've not even had to make that phone call. I mean, because kids are doing it, and, you know, I've been guilty. There's been a time or two I may have walked out of the office and went, oh, no, I don't have my mask on. So I have to run back in my office and get my mask. Because, again, we want to – I think it starts with personal responsibility, be it an adult or a student at Fulton High School, that we're all personally responsible to do our part to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, I've seen some students walking around the halls with, like, masks down and everything, and then teachers politely ask them, like, hey, if you don't mind, please pull your mask up and everything. And most students adhere to that first request, and it's very good to see that most kids are going through and they're keeping themselves safe and as well as protecting the others. You have anything else, Winslow?
And not right now. I'm going to have to think of another question. Do you have anything, PJ?
All right, you think of one. I got one. So with some big news coming up and about UT and the football, with the coach getting fired and a lot of the other staff getting fired, how does that make you feel?
Well, as a UT alumni, kind of a dark day on the hill, as they may say, but super excited about the new AD, UT hire, Danny White. I did a little research like everybody else probably did last night. It appears that Dr. Plowman and Randy Boyd and the university made a really solid hire. Just his resume kind of speaks for itself. He's made some really solid coaching hires. He was at Buffalo, hired Bobby Hurley to be the basketball coach, who was really successful there, and went on to he's had success at Arizona State now. I think it's Nathan, but it's Coach Oates was the basketball coach he hired at Buffalo, who is now at Alabama doing really well. The football coach he hired at Buffalo is competing for conference championships there. He went to University of Central Florida, hired Josh Heupel as his football coach, and a guy named Johnny Dawkins. You guys are young. I remember when Johnny Dawkins played basketball at Duke, and his family is kind of well-known in the collegiate athletic circles. His dad's the AD at Duke. His older brother's the basketball coach at Florida. His sister is an associate AD in college. I can't remember exactly where. And I think his brother is his other brother is an AD at like Florida International. So all I've read so far, I'm excited. We'll see who they hire as a football coach. I mean, that's going to be a huge hire for the university. You know, I want the football program at UT to be successful like everybody else, so hopefully we'll kind of climb out of the hole that we have dug and have some success moving forward.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've ever seen Tennessee make a good run for like a very strong football season. But I definitely think if they play their cards right, get some good recruits in, and then get a better coach and everything like that, and make as they call it, brick by brick, recruiting back to him. If they do that and build up the program, I think they can make a solid run and everything like that.
I would say the other thing I would look at, and it's just something that, as you know, in my career, I've thought a lot about, like, leadership matters. You know, whether you're the principal at Fulton High School, a teacher at Fulton High School, a coach at Fulton High School, the athletic director at UT, or the football coach at UT. You know, leadership matters. How we do things is important. We want to do things with integrity in the right way. But that hire at UT, the football coach, is a huge hire. I mean, I think Danny White would tell you the same thing. He's got a great opportunity to make a lasting impact. You know, again, I do remember living through UT football in the 1990s in particular, and quite a decade, and just had national championship team competing for championships. Just an exciting time. I think we all long for those days, and we'll see. We'll see if it happens here very soon.
Hopefully it does. Cassie, you got anything else?
Well, so since we're speaking on sports, as you know, the Falcons have a game tonight at home against Alcoa, a big district game. Unfortunately, last time they played them, it was at Alcoa, and they both took a loss. And how do you feel like tonight's going to go?
I'm excited. You know, the Fulton-Alcoa rivalry is, one of the strongest in East Tennessee. I mean, it goes back many, many years and really solid programs. Obviously, with Coach Wright and what he's done with the boys program here at Fulton, Alcoa's boys teams have historically been really solid. Our girls team is rolling. They kind of took some lumps at Alcoa last time. I'm excited to see how they respond because it wasn't a great night for the Falcons over at Alcoa, right? So I'm hoping both teams rebound and have a stronger performance. The girls have really just had an outstanding season to date. Really exciting brand of basketball. If you watch Coach Howell coach, that guy works harder than anybody on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. He's very animated. And his team kind of takes on his personality, their style of play. They want to play an up-tempo, fast-paced game, trying to generate some turnovers and create easy buckets for the team. If they can turn Alcoa over, I think they've got a chance to turn the tide tonight. Now, with the boys game at Alcoa, we were down 5 at half, kind of in the game. And then about midway through the third quarter, things just kind of slipped away, and before you know it, we were down double digits. So, I think our boys' team's extremely, we're young. I think the future's really bright. We've got a lot of guys, that haven't played under the lights and in that stage, but they're growing up before our eyes. So I'm really excited to watch them grow. I think the games will be great tonight. I will predict a 2-0. The Falcons will come out victorious in the girls' game. I'm going to say Fulton will win by about 5 or 6 points in the girls' game. I'd say the boys will win by – the boys are going to pull out a 2-point victory tonight. You heard it here first.
2-point
the Falcons 2-0 tonight. Come out and watch. I'm excited. We are live streaming the game. So if you can't come, please check out the live stream of the game. Super excited that we're doing that. Big shout-out to Coach Mays and you guys for making that happen so that our fans will have a way to watch the game.
Wait, so earlier you said you're a part of the UT team back in the 90s? Did I hear you correct?
I went to UT. I was not a part of the team. I was in the stands. I may have carried some water. That's about all I could have done. But the 1990s, like the decade of dominance. So it was an exciting time with Peyton Manning, T. Martin. I mean, just some great players at UT. Neyland Stadium was rocking, and we were just, honestly in the hunt every year almost. Yeah. We were just right there. So it's kind of hard to watch UT now because we've fallen so far. But the fan base is passionate. We have the resources to be successful. The facilities are second to none. Our recruiting base, continues to be strong. And historically, we are one of the top, 10 programs in the country. So I think, again, that's where that leadership matters. We make the right hire. I think in, a couple of years, we could be right back in the mix.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I remember my dad used to always talk about how Tennessee football used to be. It's nothing what it is today. He said that, watching Peyton Manning play and the passion that he showed on that field, and that they played like absolute just dogs out there. They would just run and run and run. He said that it was some of the best football he's ever seen, and it rivals to none to this day. But I think I don't have any questions left. Winslow, do you have anything?
I got one question. Do you have any cool stories from the 90s back in college?
They may not be appropriate for radio or for you guys. So the 90s, just being at UT, some cool stories. I will say we're talking UT football. So
yeah,
I want to say it was I mean, it may have been the 90. It was 97 season, so it was the 98 national championship year. Tennessee's playing Florida at Neyland Stadium. If you go back, you guys can check it out on YouTube. And we kick a field goal. Florida misses a field goal at the end of the game, and Tennessee wins. I believe it was 20-17. And so, you know, being a college student, we storm the field. And as I'm jumping over the fence, there's those hedges and all that stuff, and I fell down on my shoulder. I thought I, like, you know, broke my shoulder. And we're all running around out there. Everybody's just going crazy. And I turn around and I lock eyes. And at that time, I was teaching at Farragut High School. And I lock eyes, and there was a kid that I had in class at Farragut High School that was out there on the field, and we kind of had a little moment of high-fiving. And, yeah. It was just exciting. That may not have been the story you were looking for, but we stormed the field and had a good time celebrating UT's victory.
Yeah. That's definitely a good story.
There you go.
I can't remember what football game it was in college where it was one time they stormed the field and they knocked over the field goal.
So I'll tell you another story. UT at Notre Dame, I believe that was 1993, the miracle at South Bend. There's a video. You can watch the video. At the very end of the video, you will see a young little skinny kid in a red jacket on the field at South Bend when UT beat Notre Dame. We came storming back. UT was down big at halftime, and we came back. Floyd Miley blocked an extra point or a field goal, I can't remember, and he ran it back. UT wins. I was there, stormed the field. I'm in the video. Just for like a brief second, the miracle at South Bend video, and I'm pulling the classic, like, woo, you know, number one, like everybody, woo, you do that. So it's just, it breezes through the crowd on the field. There's Mr. Smith in the red jacket giving it the number one. Check it out. Very short clip. I'm kind of famous. If you didn't know, go Smith watch the video.
Cassie, you got anything else?
Not that I can think of.
I don't have anything else. Winslow, are you done?
Yeah, I think I am.
You want to say anything else, Mr. Smith?
Well, I just appreciate you guys and what you're doing, having me on here and just giving me a chance to talk a little bit about what's going on here at Fulton and current events. I think it's great, and excited that it's Friday. Looking forward to the weekend, and hopefully the Falcons will go 2-0 tonight.
Hopefully. Right?
Thank you, guys.
No, you're welcome. I hope you have a great day, Mr. Smith. We're going to go back into some PSAs and come back with some sports talk. Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. We have sports here with Cassie Vaughn. Do you want to introduce who you got with?
Okay, well, I'm followed here with Shania McCoy and Hi. Adrian Robertson.
Hello.
And Shania plays basketball, and they have a game tonight. So y'all play Alcoa, and last time y'all played Alcoa, you got an unfortunate loss.
Yes.
So what have y'all been doing to prepare yourselves for today?
I mean, we've been working hard in practice or whatever, trying to, like, come up with some new plays or whatever to run on them and try to get their plays down so we know what they run. Because they run, like, almost the same plays every year, but we still can't catch on. I don't know why. But, yeah, we've been practicing them, and we've been working harder in practice because we want this stuff. We don't want two losses against them.
I feel that.
Okay. And, PJ, have you watched any of the basketball games this year yet?
No, I was – the only one that I went to, I can't remember what game it was, but I was at the concession stands, and it was the boys had lost, but the girls had won. And I knew that, like, Sammy Taylor, she went off on that game or something. I can't remember what game it was.
Was it Kingston?
I think it was Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston.
Is that the game she had, like, 33 points?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, and they say that Sammy's definitely making, like, a leading role on the girls' basketball team.
Yeah,
she's
scoring. Yeah,
she's going crazy.
She was nominated for Player of the Week, I think, last week, or is it this week?
It was last week.
Yeah, on Five Star Pro.
Yeah.
And something else. What is it called? What's the other website? Max. News. Something like that.
Max Preps.
Yeah. They had something going on with that.
Do you know who won that?
No, not yet. I got to go look at the thing.
Huh. I don't know. I know with you have wrestling. Do we have the wrestling schedule? Let me see. Who comes up next? We have on the 26th. We have Central and Carter at Central. Then starting off in February, we on the 2nd we have Fulton and South Doyle and TBA at Fulton. We got like the 28th, we have regional duels at TBA. The 12th of February, individual region. 13th of February, individual region. The 19th, we have TSSAA state tournament. And then the 20th, we have the TSSAA state tournament. They said, and then that's all for the wrestling. And then who's the next?
That's the basketball schedule.
Basketball. And then we play Alcoa.
Today.
We play Alcoa today. Then you play Scott County. West, Austin East. I definitely think Alcoa you'll have problems with, but I feel like y'all pulled that out. Scott County, West, and Austin East. I feel like y'all be able to do good against them and everything.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is our second time playing them.
Playing who?
All three. Those? Yeah.
Did y'all beat Scott County and mm-hmm. West and Austin East?
Yes.
And that's a district game, isn't it?
Yeah, Scott County.
Mm-hmm. Adrian, you got anything you want to talk about?
Just really whatever we're talking about.
You haven't said nothing yet. I just want to make sure you get in on this.
We can talk about wrestling a little. So last year we had three people go to state last year. It was my two brothers, Seth and Keenan Vaughn, and Dre Peebles. They made it to state. One of my brothers almost placed, and then Dre and Keenan unfortunately didn't place. But they got, I think Seth got like fourth in the region or fifth.
That's good.
And Dre and Keenan got fifth. So hopefully this year, Seth and Dre and Keenan will make it again, and maybe some of the other wrestlers as well.
That's good for the superstars.
Dre is Dre's brother, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. And hopefully they'll pull out a win in state too. Come back with a ring, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I know Seth's a big boy, and he can lay down on that mat.
Yeah, he's been having to manage his weight, and he's been doing very good. I'm actually proud of him for doing it.
Yeah, I heard that he played against he went against one of the defending state champions,
yes.
And he lost by points, and it wasn't like just a complete wipeout.
Yeah.
So I mean, that just shows that he's definitely he's not one to go down without.
He's
fight.
Up there.
He's up there.
What about the girls?
The girls, there's two of us. One of them, I'm not sure if she's wrestling in the district, well, the regions. I know I'm probably going to be wrestling. I think it's February 6th. I don't know how I'm going to do. Honestly, I'm not as good as my brothers. I'm just going to be honest. But I just hope that they have a successful end of the season. And, yeah. But Seth is predicted to get fourth in the state. I'm not sure about any of the other wrestlers. But hopefully he gets higher than fourth.
Yeah.
We're predicting that number one.
Yes.
Yeah. Seth's going to take the big dub. I know Keenan's been having, like, problems with his hands and everything like that with his fingers.
Yeah, we wrestled Gibbs, Carnes, and Carter, but they unfortunately only got to wrestle Gibbs. And he wrestled one of the state qualifiers, and he unfortunately hurt his shoulder. So he didn't get to wrestle last night when they wrestled Anderson County, Grace, and I'm not sure who else. So maybe I hope he'll be back, but you never know.
Yeah, them shoulder injuries ain't nothing to play with.
No, I remember.
Many of them.
Didn't you have one?
Yep.
I remember my freshman year, I rode my bike on the trails and then fell off that thing.
I remember that.
Adrian remembers that. I got the whole baseball team was just sitting there making fun of me, talking to. They said it was a scooter. They joked with me. This dude can't ride a scooter. Like it isn't a scooter.
Not a scooter.
No. But I still have problems with that shoulder today, and then I still have problems with my other shoulder, so they're both messed up. You got anything else you want to talk about for sports?
Well, speaking about baseball, you're a baseball player. How do you feel like the baseball team's going to be this year?
I get definitely with some of the freshmen we have. Elijah, he's definitely got shown some promise, especially playing in the infield position, but mostly our infield set with Rayshawn, Marmar, Antonio, and me. And then we have some pitching spots that need to be filled. We got Tanner. Tanner's catcher, and then Seth is catcher as well if he comes along.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good team. Mm-hmm.
Our outfield's a little scarce. I mean, I remember we have Elvin out there. That he's our only remaining, like, veteran outfield. And then you got, like, Evan that's trying to get a spot in the outfield or even maybe on third base. But that's then you have Kevin that's most likely going to play outfield as well. But we have a couple more players like Keenan and some other. But supposedly, hopefully, like Matt comes back. Especially Jay Riddle's going to play as well. He's been to some of the practices, and mostly I feel like we should have a good year if we play if we play like we're supposed to, we should definitely be able to host a regional game, which hasn't happened since 1996.
Oh, dang. Mm.
Yeah, and because
so when do y'all games really start?
Our season officially starts like February 14th. That's when we start like the 5 days a week of practice. Day. And I can't remember when our first game is, but it's I think it's either in March. I'm pretty sure it's in March.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing for the softball team. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we'll definitely have a good season this year if we can get a full one. Because I remember we started off pretty good last year with like Riley, Dustin, and all of them. Mm-hmm. But sadly, it got cut short due to COVID, which really, really sucks.
Oh yeah, I ain't gonna lie, it sucked for Riley and Dustin.
Yeah, especially Dustin. I mean,
that was their thing, baseball.
I mean, we lost two ace pitchers. I mean, Riley and Dustin were basically our two aces in the hole, and we lost them out there. So it sucks, but I mean, we gotta play with what we're given.
I think the question is, are we gonna see Adrian on the baseball field this year?
No.
Why you don't want to play baseball?
It's not for me.
Man, I swear, if you would have played outfield, you would have been so good. I mean, you're just too fast out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was, but I don't know. I'm just done with sports now.
Yeah, since football season's ended, you were primarily football. What did you play on football again? Wide receiver.
Yeah, and safety.
Safety. Well, that's all I got for sports. You got anything else you want to talk about, Cassie?
That's all I got.
Anything else y'all want to talk about?
That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sign us off. Thank you for listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. We'll see you next Friday.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.